Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line this morning is Robin Selker. She is from the Chai FM helpline, and we wanted to check in with her to see how things are going. Robin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you this morning?
Excellent, thank you. So did you take a long weekend? Does the Chai FM helpline ever take a long weekend? Yeah, all right. Your laugh answers the question.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because all the world's a stage, and Chai FM, and as we know, the famous Shakespeare Alliance, the men and women are merely players.
Mm-hmm.
They have their exits and entrances, and the play forever goes on. And
right.
We're privileged to have as the counselors or the helpline, almost the best seats in the house to amazing life experiences all the time. The curtain never comes down on the stage of life that we operate in. So it's a long answer. I'm only supposed to be getting ready now for your show, so you're a little bit early, Howard.
Okay.
But the early worm bird catches the worm, not so.
Right, exactly right. So tell us some of the good outcomes, because I think we spend so much time focusing on how difficult things are. And I noticed that with Freedom Day yesterday, it was a comment I made to our listeners earlier, is that every politician, every union stood up to tell us how we don't have freedom. Whether it was the ANC or all the opposition parties, they told us how terrible it is. I made a decision to write an article, which is on the Chai FM website this morning, saying, well, these are the wonderful things that we can celebrate as South Africans. I think sometimes we know the difficult stuff. We know what's imperfect, but it doesn't harm us to also celebrate that which is good. Tell us about what's the good outcomes at the helpline.
I'm going to share two wonderful outcomes, okay? And that's why I preface with the words with entrance and exit. So just this week, Howard, I started getting a call around about the 21st to say, my daughter hasn't gone into labor. She's like 40 weeks and it's too long. Sorry, 41 weeks, correction. It's too long. She won't go to the hospital. She needs to go to the hospital. Anyway, eventually, the very, very anxious mother managed to persuade her young daughter, being a first-time to be mommy, went to the hospital on the 22nd. And because the baby wasn't yet ready to make its grand entrance into the world at that stage, it was a pretty long labor. In fact, it went on for all of 36 hours.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the mom, being the granny who was our client, was feeling pretty anxious. You know, nothing's happening, and they don't know, and they need to speed up contractions. I said, right, we're going to do Tehillim together until such time as this baby make its entrance into the
story.
World. Little did I know, so sometimes all we can do, Howard, is really just hand over and pray.
Yes.
And that's what we did. We did books and books of Tehillim, and then finally, when she was good and ready, the baby, Amiela Liel, who's just been named in Shulvis last Shabbat, made her grand entrance into the world. And to become the first grandchild on both sides of her family.
So I love that. I love that story because so she's phoning the helpline because she's very, very anxious, obviously, around about her daughter's health and the health of her first grandchild. And ultimately, you get together to say Tehillim. I love that because that's obviously exactly what was needed.
Correct. She needed to know that somebody was going to be there to hold her hand through the process. Not to mention the fact that the distance was from all the way from Yerushalayim to South Africa.
Wow.
Because that's where the call came from. Okay. And it was amazing. So I now think I've also got a granddaughter.
Well, certainly the Chai FM helpline does. So,
yes.
So that's...
Okay. So... That was another one. And why I mentioned entrance and exit, I was also privileged, and it's really a privilege to be a part of a person's life and help them through their life story. We had, unfortunately, because I was told the topic today is isolation and loneliness. So then I imagine, wondered how I could, with four words, make it light on the topic of isolation and loneliness. So, but I will give you a line on that. And I'll share an experience that I, again, was such a privilege to be part of. And I have got permission. Nobody should be upset with us, because permission for both families in these cases to share these stories. I would just say, during, you know, the corona virus pandemic, older people may be particularly vulnerable, not only to the virus itself, but to loneliness and isolation. This is an MIT graduate and Harvard graduate. Even before the outbreak, loneliness and isolation have been major health concerns for the older population. As we age, our social networks become more small, and there are also health conditions that may be experienced that hinder us from being engaged in society as we once were. This gerontologist goes on to say that according to one study, 43% of adults over 60 living in the USA, UK, and South Africa have been shown to feel lonely, okay? So part of what we do, and research also shows, this is one for you to discuss with Anton, that prolonged isolation is equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. There's one for you to take up with a learned pulmonologist when he comes back.
I think he's going to ask where, you know, what study this is, because...
He can give me my number.
Oh, fine,
I'll give you the number, because I know you always check the research very thoroughly.
Exactly.
So this case, there was... the father was living, also a senior citizen already, on two levels up in Sabrina Gardens from his mother, who was in the Alzheimer's ward. I might have it the wrong way around in terms of where they were situated.
Right.
But they were isolated from each other and couldn't see each other because of the outbreak of COVID.
Right.
So for days and days, when his mom had, in fact, unfortunately, contracted COVID, he was on the line to me. And again, we say, okay, you know what? I think you can go to a shared, his name's Joseph, and ask him, the rabbi in the shul there, because you've got a functioning shul, to please do Mr. Bayrach for your mom. Eventually, I must tell you, this grand lady, who I had the privilege of meeting and visiting once in her ward there, was no less than 100 years old, okay? So she succumbed eventually to COVID, and the family decided that because her late husband had been laid to rest in Israel, they wanted her to be also buried in Israel. So now you need to understand the circumstances if you've ever heard of a challenge.
Right, absolutely.
Hard to have
during,
when Israel's in total lockdown, a COVID patient go to their final home and resting place, you know, that's where I talk about the excess, okay?
Right.
Across all the borders and be buried in Israel in lockdown. The Chev were too marvelous, first of all, and they need a big shout-out, Howard, for their assistance in helping. But believe it or not, this grand old lady got her wish to be buried. I mean, she flew via Turkey, because Turkey is the only one that could transport COVID remains, and eventually landed up having a midnight funeral, not on Evina, but on Puri, in Israel, and was laid to rest on Har HaEitzim. So what did I do during this process? I governed like crazy once again, Howard, that this poor lady actually, you know, doesn't get lost somewhere in a transit in her condition, because it wouldn't have had a happy outcome.
Absolutely.
But there was
incredible.
A happy outcome.
Yeah.
And
that's what's so amazing is that probably is what differentiates the Chai FM helpline from others is it's not just about distanced helping and trying to solve, trying to help somebody through it, but actually becoming involved where you can and seeing what you can do to help.